experience. One Eye grumbled along beside me. He had Frog Face out scouting for lines of advance where the earth would least resist our passage. I kept One Eye on Lady. I felt hollow, empty. We'd both come to think of the night before the Goja battle as the night, and now that would not be. I suspected it would never be. There would always be something to stand in the way. Maybe there were gods who frowned on our admitting and consummating what we felt inside. A pox on them and all their illegitimate children. Someday, damn it. Someday. But what then? Then we would have to give up a lot of pretense. Then we'd have to face some things, decide some things, examine the possibilities and implications of some commitments. I did not spend a lot of time thinking about saving Taglios that day. Chapter 35. Before Goja. Take some ground and sog it real good, all the way down to the earth's core. Bake it under a warm sun a few days. What do you get? Bugs. They rose in clouds as I slithered to the crest overlooking the Goja Ford. The mosquitoes wanted to feed. The smaller guys just wanted to pitch camp in my nose. The grass had grown since last time. It was 2 feet tall now. I slid my sword forward and parted it. Mogaba, Sindawe, Ochiba, Goblin, and One Eye did the same. "Big mob over there," One Eye said. We had known that beforehand. We could smell their campfires. My own troops were eating cold. If those guys over there didn't know we were here yet, I wasn't going to yell and let them in on it. Mob was an operative word. That bunch was undisciplined and disorderly, camped in a sprawl that began at the fortress gate and stretched back south along the road. "What do you think, Mogaba?"
"Unless that's show to fool us, we have a chance. If we keep them that side of the crest..."
He inched forward, looked at the ground.
"You're sure you want me on the left?"
"I'm assuming your legion is more ready. Put Ochiba's on the right, up the steeper ground. The natural tendency of an attack would be to push the direction that looks easiest." Mogaba grunted.
"If they push either one of you much without pushing the other, they open themselves up to heavier enfilading and quartering fire. If the artillery gets here, I'm going to plant some here and the rest down on that little hump there. Have them going both ways, long as the hinge holds. The join between legions would be at the road that split the field. Should be good hunting for archers and javelins, too." Mogaba grunted.
"Plans are mayflies when the steel begins to sing."
I rolled onto my side, looked at him directly. "Will the Gnar stand fast?" His cheek twitched. He knew what I meant. Except for the thing on the river, which was a whole different show, Mogaba's men had seen no real combat. I hadn't found out till recently. Their ancestors had gotten Gay-Asli and its neighbors so tamed they just had to make noises to keep things in line. These Gnar still believed they were the best that ever was, but that had not been proved on a field of blood.
"They will stand," Mogaba said. "Can't they do anything else? If Terra turns their spines to water, they have made their brags."
"Right. Men will do damn fool things just because they said they would."